This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Aboim. Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Beis, Masechta Yevamos. We're going to do a sort of a non-Yevamos Dika Sugya today. It's more Inyan and Agadata, we'll call it. Let's see the Gemara on the bottom of Tzadi Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara told the story where Rabbi Yochanan reconciled the Mishnah here on Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Beis with the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Because the question was, if we're going to compare the Bia of a Katan to a Maimer of a Gadol, then on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis it affected the Tzara, why doesn't it over here? So Rabbi Yochanan had a way to reconcile it, that it's Machlekes Tanoim. And basically, the Gemara says that, we'll read it inside quickly. Azal, Rabbi Lazar went to Amr L'Shmaitza Beit Midrasha, he said over the Gemara in the Beis Medrash, Amr Mishnah Rabbi Yochanan. He didn't say it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Shama Rabbi Yochanan Ikbid. So Rabbi Yochanan heard it, and Rabbi Yochanan was makbid, that Rabbi Lazar didn't say it in his name. Olagabe Rabami Vravasi. So Ravami and Ravasi try to calm Rabbi Yochanan down. Amrulay, they said to him, Loi kacha yahamaisa bebeis haknesses shel Tveria. You know, you can't let anger get a hold of the situation. Wasn't there a story in a shul in Tveria, Benagar, with a carpenter, Sheish Baroi Sheglustera, that at the top of the screw there was a peg, and Shenechlekuba, Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yossi. There was a machloikus Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yossi, and it got so heated as Shekaru Sefer Torah. Somebody tore up a Sefer Torah b'chamasan. Says Gemara says Karu Sakadai. Do you think that they actually tore it up? Elaima Shenikru Sefer Torah b'chamasan. It got so heated. Eventually, a Sefer Torah ended up being torn up. V'hayusham Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma was there. Amar, he said, T'mi aniim lo yia beis knesses zu avos kachavim. It would be an astonishment if this shul didn't turn into a church. V'chein hava, and that's what happened. So instead of this calming down Rabbi Yochanan, when they told him, you know, relax, because anger is a bad thing, it made him more upset. Hadarik betvei, he got more angry. Amar chavrusa nami olagabe. Chavrusa nami. Meaning, what, am I a contemporary? We know Ravami and Ravasi were contemporaries, so... Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yossi were contemporaries, so they didn't have a right to be angry at each other. They need to get along. But I'm allowed to be angry at my student. Meaning two contemporaries, they could argue and they should not get angry. But how could my student stay over my teaching and not quote me? So, Olegabi Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, Rabbi Yaakov Aridi went up to him, Amarle, he said to him, Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe, just like the Lord commanded Moshe, Avdoi, Kain Tziva Moshe as Yeshua, Moshe commanded Yeshua, V'chein also Yeshua, so did Yeshua, Duloi, Heser, Davar Mikasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe. He did not remove anything that Hashem commanded Moshe. There was nothing that Hashem commanded Moshe that he took away from, that he did not teach. So says the Rabbi Yaakov Baridi v'chial kol davar shamer Yeshua hayolahem hayoymelahem kach amerli Moshe. What you think? Every share Yeshua gave, he said, "This is what Moshe taught me." Elo Yeshua Yoshe v'doyresh stam. Yeshua just sat and he taught, unqualified. But kol yoydim shataras shem Moshe. Everyone knew it was Moshe's Torah. After Rabbi Lazar tamidcha, so too Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, your student Yoshe v'doyresh stam. He's sitting and he's teaching. But kol yoydim shalchahi. Everybody knows it's yours. So then Rabbi Yochanan turned around to Rav Ami and Rav Asi and he said, why couldn't you console me like Rav Idi? Meaning Rav Idi did a much better job. So the bottom line is we see Rabbi Yochanan was makbid that his students say over something in his name. And Rav Yaakov Bar Idi calmed him down. Namely, that just like everybody knew that Yehoshua was teaching what Moshe taught him, everybody knows that what Rabbi Lazar is teaching, Rabbi Yochanan taught him. So there's something very difficult over here. Namely, why did Rabbi Yochanan need somebody to quote him? What was the person taking away from Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yochanan needed to be quoted. Elamai, somehow it's like it's intellectual property. In other words, if somebody is mechadish something, it belongs to them. So then the person is stealing it. So first of all, why would only Rabbi Yochanan be makbid? We don't find other Amoraim were makbid. Secondly, I mean that would seem to be the reason that somehow it's stealing. But now the Gemara is about to say that there's a completely different reason. There's a mystical reason. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Yochanan, my tami kapid kolehai." Why was Rabbi Yochanan so makbid? Dam Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav. My dechsev. What does it mean? Agura be'olcha oylamim. I will dwell in your tent. Oylamim, in worlds, plural. V'chiyav shaloi la'adam lago b'shnei oylamim. Can a person live in two worlds? Ela Amar Dovel if Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu Ribbono Shel Olam Yehi Ratzon Sheyomru Dvar Shmo Mipi Ba'olam Hazeh. May it be your will that they say halachic teachings in my name in this world. Why? Da Amar Rab Yoichanan Mishum Rab Shim Ben Yoichoi Kol Tamad Chacham Sheyomrim Dvar Shmo Mipi Ba'olam Hazeh Sivsoisav Doi Vavois Bekever. His lips will move in the grave. So now it seems like then, the reason why Rabbi Yochanan was makbid is he wanted the great zechus that his lips should be moving in his grave. But why would someone's lips only move if somebody quotes him? And if somebody doesn't quote him, then the lips don't move? Why would that be? I mean, think about it. What does a person get out of someone quoting them? L'chayra the pshat is that the same way if you collect tzedakah from someone, you're Messiah Lide Oisei Mitzvah. In other words, just like if you cause someone to do an Avera, you're Oiver Lefnei Iver. And if you indirectly cause someone to do an Avera, you're Messiah Lide Oiver Avera. Likewise, by a Mitzvah, if you cause someone to do a Mitzvah, you get the Zechusa, you cause them to do a Mitzvah. So what difference does it make if they quote you or not? So clearly, it's not because you cause someone to do a Mitzvah. Because if that was the case, it would be irrespective if the person quoted you. So it seems like there's some kind of magical din that your lips only move if they say your name. But if that's the case, then how did they console Rabbi Yochanan? Don't worry, everybody knows that what Rabbi Lezer's teaching is from you. So what, everybody knows it? But Sifsoisim Doivois Bekever is only if they quote you. In other words, Miman of Shach. If the reason that it's considered important that somebody say over in your name because, in other words, if the reason why somebody says over Torah is somehow it's a zechus for the mechadesh that you contributed and you caused the person to do a mitzvah, then it's irrespective if they quote you or not. It actually makes no difference at all if they quote you. What difference does it make if they quote you? You cause them to do a mitzvah, whether anybody knows about it or not. Elamai, somehow it's a special segula that when they say your name, your lips move. So then what was Rabbi Yochanan? How is Rabbi Yochanan consoled that everybody knows Rabbi Lezer is saying over from him? Okay, so what, everybody knows, but his lips are not going to move because they didn't say his name. By the way, the Gemara continues. Let's just see quickly. Am Rabbi Yitzchak ben Zeira Vitema Shimon Nazira Maikra. What does the pasuk mean? V'chi keich kiyein hatoiv hoylech ledoidi lemei sharim doivev sifse yishenim. And your palate is like good wine going to my beloved in justice. The lips of the sleeping move. Ke koimer shel anovim. Like a vessel that you put grapes in. Ma'akoy mishanovim, kivan shemeneach adam etzboi alav miyad doiviv, just like the kli that you put the grapes in. The moment a person puts their finger in it, so it starts wiggling. Av tamni chachomim, kivan shomrim dvar shmo mipiyam bayil mazeh, sifsoi seyem doivivois bekever. Okay. That's the Gemara. Let's see Tosis. Tosis says on Tzadi Vavam Beis, Agura ba'olcha oylamim, kishe nishmasoi b'yeshiva shalmala. How is it possible to be in two worlds? So Tosis says, when your soul is in the heavenly academy, sivsoisav nois b'kever, the lips move in the grave, ki'ilu medabrois, as if they're speaking. Nimsa shabisha achas dar b'shnei olamim. So simultaneously, you're living in two worlds. You're in olam haba, and your lips are moving in olam hazeh. And somehow, it's a good thing to be in two worlds at the same time, even though normally you can't be in two places at the same time. But if somebody says over something in your name, then you could be in two places at the same time. And somehow this only works if they say it in your name. If they don't say it in your name, then no. Then your lips will not be moving in the grave. What is, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Sheyiu sifsei na'ois bekever ki'ilu anichai. This is a very unusual and difficult subject. What is the maila of it? Why is it only if they quote you? Why was Rabbi Yochanan upset? Let's begin with the Marsha. No, let's begin with the Eitz Yosef. The Eitz Yosef says, "Ikbir al shalay amar mishnei." Why? Says Eitz Yosef, "The feet. The Rabbi Yochanan also b'loy bar. Rabbi Yochanan didn't have children. Kida amar Rabbi Yochanan din garma da asar bir. Rabbi Yochanan lost all his children. V'chomish einu meniach ben nikrames. Someone who doesn't have a child, it's like he's not alive. Like Chazal say, Yoyav shalay hiniach ben namar by misa. L'chein ikbir l'meimar shmeit mishmei kedei shiyu subsoys of doy b'vayis." Ach b'tzelem yitzhalich ish ku ilu balashmo oimid lenegdoi. In other words, this was a special hakpada of Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe somebody else wouldn't have minded as much because, okay, they didn't quote you, big deal. But Rabbi Yochanan didn't have children, so if he didn't have children, his death would be a final exit. And therefore, he wanted to remain alive through people citing from him. Like there's an idea that when you quote over from somebody, it's as if the Baal HaShmua is standing opposite you. And therefore, Chazal Darshan and Shabbos, Yachres Hashem la'ish asher ya'asena, lo yeh lo'y er v'oina, er b'chachamim v'oina b'tamidim. So in other words, there's an idea that Kares could be without students, without some type of legacy. So the Eitz Yosef learns this was a particular hakpada for that Rabbi Yochanan had that maybe would not have been for other people. Okay, so that's the opinion of the Eitz Yosef. The Harif. He says, "May dichsev agura ba'olcha oylam and nir ladaktik ma hukshaloi because of azeh." What were they bothered by in this pasuk? Sha'amar, "May dichsev agura." What's the kasha? Shema koshihi mashikas of achar kach v'chiyav shaloi la'adam. If the whole question was, could you live in two worlds? So then, hoylei lamemar ksev agura ba'olcha oylamim v'chiyav shaloi la'adam. In other words, the lashon of the Gemara is. But if the question was just v'chi efshar, it should have said, it says agura b'alcha oylamim v'chi efshar. And how do you see anything in that pasuk that if they say over something in your name, it's like you're alive? So the harif says, v'efshar shadikdek my agura b'alcha. What does it mean in your tent? Havalei lamemer agura oylamim. What does the word oyhalecha mean? Lekach darshu aholcha miloshen matoyv oyhalecha. Those are the batei midrashos. Va'amar agura, I will live. B'sibas aholecha shem devei Torah ha'imrim beis hamedrash b'shmuoysav sivsoysav doyvois bekever kiilu medabrois as if you're speaking v'nishmasa yemedes v'olam haba. And now the Harif quotes Yushalmi in Parak Hayakayre. Amru al pasuk zevchi Allah alev David shehu chay la'olam. They say on this pasuk, did it arise in David's mind that he would live forever? Ela amar yiratzin sheyamru dvar shmo mipi. Uvaze yesh liyashev b'gemara. Say, now we can answer. Sha'amar, the Gemara says, Mai dechsev agura oilamim v'chi ala alev David shuchay la'olam? V'im kavanoso la'olamim la'olam azeh olam abo kasha v'chi avshal adam leisha b'shnei olam ke'echad? Ela sheyamru shmua mipib ba'olam azeh So when David said that he wants to live forever, the Gemara, the Yushalmi interprets it that he wanted someone to quote him in this world, and then he will be simultaneously living in both worlds. Okay, so the bottom line is the Rif learns that the Diuk is not just from Oyalamim, but also from the word Ba'oyalecha. Through the Oyal of Torah, he will be zoicha to live in two worlds simultaneously. Let's see the Iyon Yaakov, and then we'll go to the Marsha. Says the Iyon Yaakov, Hadar ik bitfei, Amar chavru sanami. Efsher, it could be, that the reason Rabbi Yochanan got angry at them, the mishum hachi ikber aleihem, shehem amru loy derech teichacha, they were rebuking Rabbi Yochanan. They were telling him, Rabbi, yesh oynish gadol aman de ikber. There's a big punishment for people get angry. Ubevadei zehu davka haroi b'chaver dover sheinu hagen chayv l'haychichai. Certainly, if you see somebody do something improper, you have to reprimand him, like we find in brachis and in erechin. Avol b'rabba yein loy mar derech teichacha. You can't reprimand your Rebbe, you could isa b'sanhedrin da peyal f'linyan aviv, v'kol shekein k'voy rabbi da adif, v'chein hu b'yardeas v'n reish men beiz. L'chein ikbir alayu. Okay, so according to Iyon Yaakov, the reason why Rabbi Yochanan got more angry is that they were not allowed to give mussar to their Rebbe. That's not a proper way to speak. Now, let's see the Iyon Yaakov on Sifsoi Soiv Doivavois. Perish Rashi ki ilu ani chai. Veze ki hu chayecha. That is, the Torah is your life. V'hachachma techaye es baleha. Chachma breathes life into its owner. V'chein ki chayim him lemoitzeyam bepeh. The Torah is life to those who say it with their mouth. Sha'idei kein oimrim shmo mipiv utechaye es baleha. Veze Bisarti tzedek b'kohorav, hine sefasai lo yachala. Which he darshins to mean, by saying something publicly, so then somebody will remember something, and they'll say it over in my name. Okay. So with this, some of this background, I want to take you to one more Gemara, and then we'll see the Marsha. There's another Gemara about Sifsoi Sof Doivavois. And this is Gemara Psachim. The Gemara Psachim on Daf Kuvdalet Amud Beis tells the following story. By the way, this page comes from a sefer about, it's called Hasaba Mislabotka. It's a sefer about the altar of Slabotka and his student, Rav David Leibowitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who is the father of our Rosh Shiva. And it begins with like this one-page intro where he talks about the subject of Sifsoi Sof Doivavois Bekever. And the Gemara Psachim relates the following story. Ula ikla lepumpadisa. Ula came to Pumpadisa, and Pumpadisa was headed by Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was Rosh Shiva in Pumpadisa. So when Rabbi Yehuda heard that Ula came to Pumpadisa, he said to Rabbi Yitzchak, his son, do me a favor. Go to Ula, give him a basket of fruits. He won't be able to eat them until he makes Havdalah. And you'll hear how he makes Havdalah. So the Gemara says, Lo Yazal, he couldn't go. Rabbi Yitzchak couldn't go. So he sent Abaye instead. Shadar le Abaye. So Kiyasa Abaye, when Abaye came back, so Rabbi Yitzchak said, Amar le Heichi Amar, how did Ula say Havdalah? Amar Le Abai said, Baruch Hamav Demen Kosh Lechol, and that's it. So now, Rabbi Yitzchak came to his father, Rabbi Yehuda, Asak Mei Devua. Amar Le Hechi Amar, his father said, Nu, how did Ula make Havdala? Amar Le, Ano Lo Yazla, Ano. Ano Lo Yazla, I couldn't go. Ano Shadarte La Abaye, sent Abaye, Amar Le, and he told me that the way Ula makes Havdala is he said, Hamav Demen Kosh Lechol. So in other words, Rabbi Yitzchak was told to go to Ula. Rabbi Yitzchak didn't go. Instead, he sent Abaye. So Rav Yehuda said to his son, Rav Rivanusa Demar, your arrogance, Visarirusa Demar, and your bossiness, Garma Le Lamar, caused you, Deloy Tema Shmaitza Mipume, that they will not teach halacha in your name in the world to come. In other words, if you would have gone, then people would have said, Amar Rav Yitzchak Amarula. But now that you didn't go, now Abaye went. Now people are going to say, Amar Abaye Amar Ula. So you did a bad thing by not going yourself. The Rashbam explains, Rabbi Yehuda got angry at his son that he didn't go himself. And now they're not going to teach halachas in his name, but rather in Abaye's name. And the Rashbam quotes our Gemara in Yevamos, that kol tam rechachem sh'armim dvar shmom mipiv, sivsoy sov doivavais. So the Sefer asks, now that Rabbi Yitzchak didn't go, there, it's going to be called that Abaye said it? Abaye's not the Baal HaShmua. Abaye was a tape recorder. Abaye's just the one who heard it. So what's his father getting angry? Now they're not going to say it in your name. They're going to say in Abaye's name. They're not going to say in Abaye's name either. So from here we see, not only the one who is mechadish the chiddush, his lips will move, but even the person who is mefarsim the chiddush, his lips will move. And that's included in, kol tamid chacham sh'omrim dvar shmo mipiv, sivsoy siv doivavois, not only the one who is mechadish it, but the one who is mefarsim it, is also included in sivsoy siv doivavois. So in other words, if somebody finds some kind of idea, and it's not his idea, somebody else said it. But they told people about it. They also get this subsidiary device. But we see another chiddush from here. He says, we see from here further, that normally we think that the concept of subsidiary device is that if somebody says, chidushei tar b'chayav, and then after his death, some student says it over, this is an Eloi neshama somehow, and his lips will move. But that there should be an inyan that a person should think about what could he do while he's alive, so that la'achar misa he'll be zoicha to sivsoy siv doivavois, that we never heard. But from this story we see that it's kedai to be mevatel from your regular learning, to be koina, this madrega and maila, that there should be something that you say over that people will say from you. Because why do you think Rabbi Yitzchak didn't go to Ula? Probably because he was learning. And probably he had many of his own chidushim. And probably he had subsoys of doivas from his own chidushim. But his father was makbid, even though someone else could go, so that he should have an additional zuchus, that not only will they say over Torah in his name, but they should say over Torah in the name of Ula, that he heard. Okay. So this is just another Gemara and Shas about the Indian of Sivsoy Sav Doivavois. And you know what? I thought I was going to go to the Marsha. I'm going to work a little backward now. The Birkas Avram. The Birkas Avram is Rav Erlanger, one of the biggest Rosh Yeshivas of the last generation, who was Niftar recently. And he has some very interesting chakiras about this. Number one, why in the world would you want your lips to move in the grave? I mean, then you just get dirt in between your teeth. It's hard to floss, you know. It's very hard. The dentist, if you're not buried next to a dentist or a periodontist, what are you going to do? What's the maila of sivsoy siv doivavois? He asks, Sarach bir, ma maila baza? I understand someone who's alive, then at least he could learn Torah. If his lips are moving, he's learning Torah. But if your lips are moving in Olam Hazeh, when you're not mechuyev in mitzvahs because the person is dead, what is the groysa gedil of sivsois of doivavois? And the Marsha says, literally, your lips move. We'll see that. We'll come to the Marsha. So the Birkas Avram wants to know, what's the madrega, what's the maila of sivsois of doivavois? So Rav Erlinger says a wild chiddush. I'm just looking to see the. I should quote the person who put this together from Summit Shul in Lakewood. Put together the some of the Mar Mekoymos on the Daf HaShavua. So not all of them. He gathered this Birchas Avram. Anyway, the Birchas Avram says as follows: "V'ner d'chsiv b'Torah chaim himlutzim." It says about the Torah: the Torah brings life to those who emit it, which we darshan to mean l'moitzeim b'peh, to those who emit it with their mouth. D'nechshav mitzvahs talmud Torah. That by saying it with your mouth, it's considered talmud Torah. D'hainu kilo loy made achshav v'yesh loy oid mitzvah. Rav Erlinger says that if your lips are moving, then you're mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. V'yafo pisha achshav pater, even though now you're exempt, ve'ein loy bechira, and the person doesn't have free choice. Since the Torah of your lips moving, la'achar misa, came about through your act of free choice that you did in your lifetime, so it could be connected to the Torah you learned when you were alive, and it's a way to be mekayim mitzvahs even after you leave this world. That's a pretty radical chiddush, that if your lips are moving while you're dead, you could get a mitzvah. Even though, one second, if you wear tzitzis while you're dead, we don't say, well, you wore that, you put on the tzitzis while you're alive, so now the tzitzis you're wearing while you're dead joins up with the tzitzis that you're wearing while you're alive, and it adds to the mitzvah. I don't think we say that. But for some reason, he says, if your lips are moving, then you actually get the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's hard to understand. But again, then we're left with the question, what exactly is the maila of Sivsoy Soiv Doivivoy Spekever?
Causing other people's lips to move. So isn't it like, as if it's your lips that are moving?
It's what?
You're causing other people's lips to move. So it's as if the person that passed, it's like his lips are moving.
Oh, so you want to say that if other people are quoting you, so the fact that their lips are moving, so it's like if you cause someone to give tzedakah, it's like you're giving tzedakah. If you cause someone's lips to move, then it's like your lips are moving, and then it's accredited to your zechus. And then it's like you're living in two worlds, because you're in the world to come, but because you got someone else's lips to move, it's like your own lips are moving. So, okay, good. That's different than what Rav Erlinger is saying. You're saying that you get the mitzvah of Talmud Torah through what you influenced other people. Okay. Very nice. Then the Birchas Avram wants to know, what difference does it make if they say your name or not? I mean, Rabbi Yochanan was makbid. If you cause somebody else to learn, so you cause someone else to learn. Of what relevance is it if they mention your name? So he says, Bishlama etzem hadvar Torah shechaver yodeh machmase v'amrai. I understand, if your friend knows the Torah because of you, so then, yeshloimer debezem esrabez chusay achshav, that will increase your zechus. Dechamoy hamitzvah lelamed. Just like there's a mitzvah to teach, yesh loimar, da mitzvah sheyesh lechaver Torah al yadoi, the mitzvah that your friend has Torah because of you, umisrabe b'zuchusai, and your zuchus is increased, b'chamasha b'garmasai loimnim Torah, that if it's because of you, people are learning. Avo ma homoisif haskara shemoi. What does it add if they mention your name? That was the question we asked before. V'chazinon mizeh, from here we see, She'ina biur kan. The explanation is not the etzem hazchus goyrim leischar. It's not that the merit of someone else learning gives you reward, because then it should be irrelevant if they say your name. The fact that they say your name in conjunction with the zuchus that you cause someone to learn causes your lips to move, and that itself is like learning. If I cause you to learn and you say my name, then it's like I'm learning. If you didn't say my name, it sounds like this. If you don't say my name, then I just get the zuchus. You were learning, so I get the zuchus for your learning. But now if you add my name into it, so then it's like my lips are moving. But again, I don't know what the... He doesn't really give a hesber to that. What's the rationale that this only takes place if the name is mentioned? Then
that wouldn't explain why Rabbi Eichmann was appeased then.
Right? Because if it's only if they say your name, I guess then Rabbi, then you would say if it's known that you were the contributor to it, then it's like your lips are moving. Look what he says. Anybody knows what this stands for? V'yesh li hacha. Safek Torah. Anybody knows what this stands for? V'yesh li hacha. Safek Torah. I don't know. I think he has some kind of chakira. Imzed dafka bekevra oyafilu bekevra. What if they say over Dvar Torah and you're alive? Do your lips move? One time I brought Rav Pinchas Friedman into the shul to speak. And he began with the following joke. He said that his wife asked him, Rabbi, Rav Pinchas, why are you talking in your sleep? And he said, because Gladstein sang over another Dvar Torah in my name. So, you know, I guess at least according to that joke, Sivsoy Soiv Doivavois apply if you're alive. The truth is, I saw last night, Rav Shimon Schwab says this Beferosh. What's the reason why Ha'omer davar b'shem amrei mevi geula la'olam? Why does it bring geula? So he says like this, if when you say over divrei Torah in the name of someone who's not alive, you cause his lips to move, certainly if you say over divrei Torah in the name of someone who is alive, you cause their lips to move. So when you cause someone else's lips to move, that's the greatest achdos in the world, that two people are saying the same Dvar Torah. And we know achdos is mevi geula la'olam. Sinas chinam caused chorben, achdos will cause binyan. So Rav Schwab learns that if there's sifsois of doivois, la'achar misasoi kavachoymer b'chayim. But this is the chakira of the Birchas Avram. He says, v'yesh li hacha svek Torah, imzed dafka bekever, oy afilu bekever. Is it only in the grave or even in the grave? You could say that even when you're alive, you get the zuchus, you're causing someone to learn. The chiddush is even acharei moisai. Why should you say dafkal acharei moisai? But then he says, maybe you could prove from the Gemara, we see Rabbi Yochanan was consoled from Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, who said, everyone knows this is the Torah, Rabbi Yochanan. But what do you mean it says they have to say it in your name? Not that they know it's from you. Now if you say that when someone is alive, there's no nafkamina, only lachrei moisai, then you could say, since the listeners know it's from Rabbi Yochanan, they'll say it in his name, and now he is b'chayim. Unclear exactly what his point is, but he's raising a good point about a different issue, namely, if it only works if they say it in your name, so how was Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi mefayis Rabbi Yochanan? And then he says, well, maybe he was mefayis him because it's not that if everybody knows that it came from Rabbi Yochanan, then Rabbi Yochanan would get the same benefit, but it's removing the kpeda, meaning there's no alternative over here. You can't, Yeshua ben, he can't say over by every share, this is from Rabbi Yochanan, this is from Rabbi Yochanan, this is from Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore, don't be makbid. Okay, with this in the back pocket, let's come to the Marsha. Okay, we'll try to go through this briefly. Shenemar, kasher tziva Hashem v'chein os Yeshua v'chiyal kol davar shema Yeshua. Yira, d'lechora ein raya kol kach mi Yeshua, sh'loi hoya loi mimi l'kabe ala mi Moshe. U k'mash akasa masar li Yeshua. The Marsha says, what's the raya from Yehoshua? Yeshua had no one else to learn it from Moshe. So by Yeshua, it was obvious that if he was giving shir, he heard it from Moshe. Umistama called Varav Mipi Moshe. Abdar Shachreim in later generations, Shev Shalakabme Ravim, he could have accepted from anybody. Yeshloi Loimar, Sham, Shemomroi, Mimim Kavloi. So what's the raya from Yehoshua? Yehoshua had no one else to learn it from. Of course it came from Moshe. That's why he quotes the pasuk, Shehid al Yehoshua, Shekol Masha Amar Mipi Moshe, Hu Afagav Deleka Lastuka Leastapuke Be Mipi Acherim. Ela Dal Korchach Mishum Deika Lastapuke Be Demidas Atzma Yomar Kein. We need the pasuk. You can't bring a raya from Yehoshua straight. You know why? Because maybe he got it on his own. But the fact that the pasuk says that everything he said came from Moshe, the pasuk is saying, and he never said anything from his own das. Do you think he actually said by every teaching, I got it from Moshe? El al karchach shalei nestapik lanu amidas atzmei amru, demestam pi Moshe rabbein amru glamidatai. Meaning, the Marsha is saying, that the pasuk is made on Yeshua, that whatever he said was Mipi Moshe. Even though, possibly, you may say, well, maybe he said Midas Atzmai, therefore the pasuk is made know everything he got from Moshe. And don't be misupik that he took it midas atzmai. So too by Rebbe Lezer, he's your Talmud, a mistama. He's saying it in the name of his Rebbe, and he's not saying it on his own rupia acherim, because then he would have said where he got it from. Now, why was Rabbi Yochanan so makbid? Says the Marsha. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan was makbid. Because kol ha'omer davar b'shem amroi mevi gula la'olam. And Rebbe Lezer failed to bring gula la'olam. I mean, isn't that a possibility? Why does the Gemara say Rabbi Yochanan was makbid? Because he wanted subsois of doivavois. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan was makbid because Rebbe Lezer wasn't mekayim. Kol ha'omer davar b'shem amroi mevi gula la'olam. Now that can't be. Because then acherim nami yesham l'hakbid b'kach. Then anyone should be makbid if somebody doesn't say over in their name. It must be, it's more than that. He was makbid on something that he himself was losing out. If he would have said in his name, like Rabbi Yehuda said, you can't be in a tent in the next world. Ella, rather, like the Harif says, "Shal yidei oihel shel Torah shabaylam hazeh agura bebeiz olamos dehainu gam bekever va'ayin bezeh bedivrei bal ein Yaakov u'bal yifei maresh aricha bezeh v'kasvu shehu rachok me'ahekesh." They say it's very far fetched. Ki sifsei hameis ich yisnayahu. How could the lips of a dead person move? V'koshkein achar avur zman v'yoshva la'ofa, especially after they're in the dust for a long time. Says Marsha, "Ani oimer ki ein rochek min haseichel ki ani mevur ki adibur hu koyach haneshama." Speech is the faculty of the soul that is executed through the body. V'chol dibur meshubach moilad koyach ruchani. B'doyme. Any praiseworthy speech is moiled a spiritual force b'doyme meshubach in a equally praiseworthy way. Uva amray b'shem amray oisai kayach ruchani shenoylad kvar hu ma'oirer moilidai b'beizai lamay shehim haneshama b'ilm haba uklei hadibur shem hasfasayim b'ilm hazah gam kihem b'kever kvar. Since speech is from the neshama through the guf, and every dibur meshubach is moiled a spiritual energy in a similar thing, and if you say it b'shem amrai, the koyach ruchani will be moiled in the one who caused it, both in their neshama and in their dibur. And the analogy is from good wine that's in a pit. It will move, it will wiggle if the finger touches it. So to the lips, even though they're in the pit, they will actually move if they are stirred. So the Marsha is saying some kind of a mystical idea. And the Aruch Laner, Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger, quotes the Marsha. And the Marsha, he quotes the Marsha, who asks, how in the world could the body speak if it's rotted away? And the Aruch Laner says, well, the Zohar says that a person's nefesh hangs around the kever in the form of the person. In other words, the spiritual entity of the nefesh is similar in shape and size to the body, and it attaches itself to the ruach of the person that's in Gan Eden HaTachtoin. It attaches itself to the neshama of a person, which is Gan Eden HaElyon. So there are three parts of the person. The neshama is in Shamayim, the ruach is Gan Eden Tachtoin, and the nefesh is by the kever. And that's how we go to be mespala by kvarim. Therefore, it is shach sivsoisav doivavois, not the physical lips of the guf, but rather the lips of the nefesh that hangs around the kever that is in the shape of the guf. So the Aruch Laner seems to be saying that a person has a certain spiritual entity that hovers over the kever. It's not the ruach that's in Gan Eden HaTachton, it's not the neshama that's in Gan Eden HaElyon, but rather it's the nefesh, and that nefesh is, so to speak, awakened when somebody says over Torah in their name. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, these are a few things to think about. In other words, I think we have more questions than answers. Namely, what exactly is the benefit of subsoisiv doivavois? That's not clear. We're not sure why this is only a mila, or it only is activated if they say it in your name. And if it's only when they say it in your name, well, how exactly were they mefayis Rabbi Yochanan, if everybody knows? And these are just some of the Gemaras that discuss it, and some of the questions. V'tein l'chacham v'yach gamoid. Okay. Anybody has anything to add?
Why was Rabbi Yochanan Makbid if he was still alive? Why does he care about Sifasah Dovavos Bekever?
So I guess he wanted the insurance. In other words, if he's not saying over while he's alive, then he won't be doing it when he's not alive, and then he won't have subsisive doivas. Now, or according to the Mahalach, that it's not only when you're dead, it's also when you're alive. So then he was makbid that he was taking away the subsisive doivas currently. But then, again, that would not be like the Aruch Laner. In other words, that would have to be assuming that subsoisiv doivavois applies when a person's alive. Yeah.
So I think the Panameiris gives a teretz which answers a lot of these questions. It's almost very simple. Rabbi Yochanan was machbid that his name wasn't mentioned because he felt that if his name was mentioned, the halacha would have more weight and people would listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
If if they don't mention Rabbi Yochanan, people will not paskin like him. They'll forget the halacha and it's ice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pshat. That, in other words, after Misa, if somebody is doing things that you left in this world, you still got credit for it. And maybe that's why he was.
What's the Maila of Sifsois of Doivavais?
I don't know if it's Dafka Sifsois of Doivavais. It just means that people are doing what you had said in Olam Hazeh, therefore you're getting credit in Olam Haba. And maybe that's why the Rabbi Yaakov Eidi's Torah.
And it's only if they say it in your name, because otherwise the people are not going to take it.
Right, because they won't take it seriously. That's the only reason. They'll take it seriously. They'll do what you said, and therefore then he gets credit for it. And that's why he was appeased by Rabbi Yaakov Eidi, because they'll know it was from Rabbi Yochanan.
Mm-hmm. And Sifsoisev Doivavois is not the. Is that the main factor? The main factor is that you cause somebody to do something, but if they don't say your name, then they're not going to listen. So then it would come out that if, let's say, I'm a smaller person, so in other words, then it would come out that, let's say, a great person steals a chidushim of a smaller person, then adarabba, the person should be happy that somebody said it over, because now people are going to listen to it. Uh-huh. Okay, send that to me, please. Okay, shkayach, everyone. Have a good day. Bracha v'atzlacha.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.